Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Little breezy, cloudy day here in Madison as the Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes renew this rivalry, and it's been razor's edge over the years. Wisconsin with 49 wins compared to 45 for the Hawkeyes. Wisconsin has won 8 of the last 11. There was a time this was about the road team winning. That has not been the case here in recent years, where the home field advantage has been pivotal, and the Badgers hoping that is a trend that will continue here this afternoon as they take on Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes in a very big game in the Big Ten West Division race. And before we move forward, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Trophy game season. This is the Heartland Trophy, which got going about 20 years ago, 19 to be exact. Badgers with an edge over the years, but this has been a rivalry long before the bowl was on the line. As we bring in Mark Tauscher. Mark, you grew up in this state. You're familiar with the rivalry. I was really interested in listening to Luke Fickell this week, who isn't familiar with this rivalry specifically, but he loves rivalry games. You heard about it, you were a fan of it, but you really have to experience it that first time to really understand what this series is all about?
You do, and I think what's been really interesting, especially since Kirk Ferentz has taken over, there's a blueprint to win, and Kirk Ferentz took what Barry Alvarez took, and Barry Alvarez took from Hayden Fry, that physicality, winning line of scrimmage. So it's been, you know, to watch it growing up, we never won. You know, it was a struggle. And then I can remember when I started playing, we could never win down there. The pink locker room and all of that lore. And then we went down there and just pummeled them. And that was kind of a turning point, you know, for our program, and I think as, you know, Coach Alvarez. So what you know, it's fun when you get to play against guys that, you know, a lot of these guys know each other really well. They've been playing against each other. That's what makes this fun. It's close. But the fact that I think both programs have built themselves the same way, and you kind of look across and you look in the mirror and you say, well, I'm better than you. And sometimes you are, sometimes you're not. But you know, doesn't matter what the records are. You know, and I always loved hearing Barry Alvarez talk after we would lose a game. But he would come in, and on a Wednesday, he'd say, I just got done talking to Coach Paterno. Hey, this guy still can't practice because we beat him. That's that mentality that we have, and I know the guys at Iowa have, and that's what makes this such a fun rivalry.
You mentioned a game because I think the easy and maybe obvious answer of a favorite Wisconsin-Iowa game for the Badgers' perspective was 1999 when you guys had clinched another Big Ten championship.
Streak City.
Yep. And, yeah, Ron Dayne set the record. Some dude came out sans clothes and went goal line to goal line. But you referenced the 98 game down there, and that was a Badger shutout win where, if I remember right, Iowa had to take a timeout because they had a hard time hearing the signals because the Badger fans were having so much fun. Nothing like winning on the road.
Yeah, but it was just, I think, you know, you can really feel when a coach is into something and when it's really personal. And I know for Coach Alvarez, he won a Rose Bowl and turned things around. And, you know, being, you know, coaching at Iowa and all that stuff, it was personal. I'm sick of losing. I'm sick of this blanking pink locker room. I'm sick of all of it. And if players felt it, and there was no way. We were much better than them. We were, you know, at that point they were kind of on the decline. And we were, but that was one of those games where you just, we are going to impose our will on you. And I think that set the tone for what was going to happen, you know, really the last 20 some odd years. And to give Iowa credit, they've bounced back and they've built themselves a really nice physical program too. But that was one of those, yeah, this ain't happening type of games. And I think that was all kind of back to what Barry Alvarez put on us, and we were going to exhibit what he had built, and we did it that day.
I'm mildly surprised you didn't go high pitch, Barry.
It's early. Yep. I mean, there's still 59 minutes before kick. I don't want to peak too soon.
That's a good plan. Veteran move on your part. Got a lot of football to be played here. A lot of football to be talked about here, including the scouting reports and the home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. We'll continue with our pregame coverage in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you and go Badgers!
Fall is definitely here, so here are two quick reminders to keep you driving safely. Tip number one, swap out those old, worn-out wiper blades. With a new pair of blades, you'll see clearly again. Tip number two, inspect your lights. Clean, clear headlights cut through fall's early darkness. Stay safe with new blades and new lights, your autumn essentials. From your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, or by shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. And thanks for shopping locally.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Oh. Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It's the Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes this afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. And time now for the home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Tasha, we've heard a lot and we've talked a lot about the air raid and what they're trying to do with their philosophy on offense, and like to think that there's more respect in that passing game, but as we've already referenced, Luke Fickell's talked about it, Iowa and Wisconsin still about running it. Badgers were really good last week running it and stopping the run. Probably not too much of a different formula today, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously going to be the formula, and I thought last week, because of, well, we're now air raid and everything else, well, it doesn't just, you don't just get rid of everything else that's been built in. The physicality is what won that football game last week. That, oh, well, they're special teams. You're kind of the same thing you're hearing this week. Can you handle Iowa's physicality? And I think for most Wisconsinites, we're like, what are you talking about? That's what we're about. But now, kind of with how things have changed a little bit, there's still a ton of physicality. That's still what wins football games. That's what won it last weekend. And today's game, yeah, special teams are going to be important. Iowa's good at it. Shiano was great at it. And I thought last week one of the, you know, those hidden yardage, that stat, especially in that first half, was predominantly Wisconsin. That's why I think we were able to build the lead that we were. And today is going to be no different. They have a good return guy. They had a good punt. You can go through the whole list. But Wisconsin's pretty good too. And it's still going to come down to, I thought last week was the offensive line's best performance. I thought they really limited the penetration that was some of the, I guess some of the big problems that we saw, especially in Washington State in some of the early games, was way too much stuff in the backfield. Really solidified it. And today, this is a physical, tough front that Iowa has. Can they do that same thing? They're going to be tested in a bigger way than what they were last week, but that's what is going to be the difference in this football game.
We know about Braylon Allen. We are learning about Jackson Aker, and what we saw last week was really encouraging, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, and I really think, you know, you kind of get an idea of, well, Ches Malusi's shifty and, you know, doing some stuff out of the backfield. How are you going to replace that? And I thought Jackson Aker took that challenge on last week and really provided a big spark for the offense, because that first quarter weren't moving the ball as I guess efficiently as we had hoped. And then Jackson Aker got in there and took his advantage, just read his blocks, you know, took what he had, got the offense kind of rolling and caught a couple balls out of the backfield. I thought he really showcased the opportunity. I think he's going to get more opportunities, because for as good as Braylon Allen was last week, and he was good, I think they still see this as a long season, and you don't want to just sit there and have Braylon Allen be a 35. In the old days, you'd say, oh, Braylon's going to get 40 touches today. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think you're going to try and balance that out. Braylon's still going to be, you know, the big dog. He's going to get the most carries. But I think what you saw from Jackson Aker last week, coaching staff feels really good. We could bring him in and feel like you're not going to miss a beat.
13 carries, 65 yards for Jackson Aker in last week's game. That's our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Quickly, the scouting report on the Hawkeyes. It really does start with the defense. Phil Parker has done remarkable work there. Norm Parker, no relation, did great work back in the day. This is the 12th year for Phil Parker being the defensive coordinator. And this is a top 20 defense with great regularity, and it may very well end up being that way again this season. It is led, again, by, as Tausch mentioned, a very stout front. Y.A. Black, Logan Lee, the defensive tackles, Deontay Craig, Joe Evans on the ends. Jay Higgins, the leading tackler in the Big Ten. Very good linebacker, senior out of Indianapolis, and Cooper DeJean, who had three pick sixes last year, including one against Wisconsin. He is also a very dangerous return man. He has two interceptions so far this season, and his 70-yard punt return was the difference in a win a few weeks ago for the Hawkeyes against Michigan State. So they win games. They're 5-1. They do it with defense and special teams. The offensive struggles continue, and they are dead last in college football in total offense, 249 yards per game. Deacon Hill, Tausch, is the quarterback now, the former Badger. He appeared in but one game, did not throw a pass as a Badger. They need him now because Cade McNamara tore up his knee in the game against Michigan State. And the thing about him, but Deacon Hill, is, you know, we're still learning about him. He's got a very strong, very, very strong arm. But in fairness to him, he hasn't played in a long time, so he's going to need a little time to get some rhythm.
Yeah, there's an unknown, but obviously Wisconsin knows a little bit about him. But I think Iowa's going to look at this game and from a standpoint of how are we going to win this game? We're going to be able to run the football, and I think you're going to see some shot plays. If they're going to be asked to be third and six, third and seven, a bunch of the day, it's going to be a long day for Iowa. That's what Wisconsin, if I'm Tressel and the defensive staff, I'm saying, let's get us to a position where we force Deacon Hill to beat us on third and six plus. You do that, you're going to have a good day. So that's going to be the standpoint. You got to slow down the run game. You can't let them get comfortable, because this is one of those where I think Wisconsin, I feel a lot better about Wisconsin third and six plus than I ever have in the last 10 years about with this group. I can't say the same thing. I think this is a game where you can get Iowa in those positions. You're going to feel really good about the outcome.
Overall, this season, Iowa is converting 27% of the time on third down. That ranks 130th out of 133 teams in the football bowl
subdivision. I'm not great at math. That's not great.
No, it's not great, Bob. Nope. We'll take a break. Our pregame show continues with our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new Chevy Trax. We'll visit with defensive lineman James Thompson Jr. in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Badger Football.
Tight pocket, down he goes, inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
The Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Iowa this afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. Time now for our player profile. As today we visit with Badgers defensive lineman James Thompson Jr., redshirt junior out of Cincinnati, really starting to come into his own. He actually was coming into his own last year and has gotten even better so far this season. Among other things, 3 sacks, 4.5 tackles for loss, other plays where he has certainly been a disruptor. That's this season. But as I mentioned, he even will tell you that his confidence started to grow the second half of last year.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, starting with last year when Mullins went down and I got to take up the role of the defensive end, you know, I realized that, like, this team is relying on me to make the play, and I don't want to be that guy to let this team down. So, you know, as reps come by and time come by, I'm seeing this formations over and over and over again as it's come moving in slow motion. So, like, you know, to be able to prepare the right way, prepare like a pro, and be able to step on that field and do what I need to do and execute the game plan and let alone make the plays that I'm supposed to make. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as time go by and from this season, from spring ball to fall camp and now on to the week four of the season, you know what I'm saying, the reps come by, everything's come seeing like as each other, you know, now instead of just like worrying about what the play is, it's just okay, just play fast, you know, and that's the beauty of this, you know, all the reps you can get from this, you keep seeing it over and over again, now you become a football player instead of being a robot.
Absolutely. It takes a while though, right?
Oh yeah.
To just trust the process, as coaches say, and don't think, just react.
Just react, yeah. Well, it's like, this is my fourth year here, you know, freshmen and everything, you know, they all got to work with the playbook, the formation there, like, I never heard of gun far or gun near, you know what I'm saying, or worry about packages, stuff like that, but you know, it's going to take years, maybe some time to get used to it, so I'm pick up faster than others, but you know, it's a process.
Every coaching staff has different philosophies on how they want to play defense. This is a little bit different, I guess, now from what you went through last year or what you played last year. Is it fair to say, I'm looking at this kind of with layman's eyes here, James, they looking for you guys on the D-line to be more into attack mode and, you know, go out there and make plays? Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, we got, as Coach Scruggs always wanted to enforce on the D-line, like, you know, we got to be the tone setters, you know. It starts with us, and it's always going to start with us. If we dominate the line of scrimmage, it's going to be a lot of wins in the win column for Wisconsin, you know. So, you know, he put the focus and put the pressure on us and make sure we're doing our job, make sure we do it fast and everything, you know. He always told us, like, you're going to have 3, 4, 5 plays straight and everything. They're going to sub you out. So those 3, 4, 5 plays, you better play 100% all you got and everything. You see it in practice. You know, each time we go in drills and everything, we try to get vertical, not back, and then we run back to the ball, then run back to the line and do it again over and over and over again. We try to install that motor, that mindset that we got to be the best and no one can touch us. So, you know, every week and every day, we try to install that mindset and mentality for us as a front. Because if we do our job, then everybody's going to do their job a lot more easier.
You've gotten to the quarterback a few times, you know, that close to a safety in the Washington State game, I guess. But Coach Fickell had an interesting comment to those of us in the media and for fans watching. You know, sacks are great, but it's really about disruptions. And I'm thinking of some turnovers that have happened that you and some of your teammates have been able to. You didn't get the sack, but you got pressure. You forced the quarterback maybe to throw it when he didn't want to. That's something that, you know, I'm sure you want to get as many sacks as you can. But the hurries, all of that, that's a big deal with this defense, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? Always, Coach Krause won't have a relentless motor because you never know when you're going to have that sack. And if you don't get a sack, guess what? You can get a pressure, a QB hit. That's going to throw off the time of the QB. You know, QBs, you know, they don't get hit all spring ball, fall camp, but when the season comes, they start getting hit. So if you repeatedly keep hitting the quarterback over and over and over again, go back to the time, and then you're going to worry about, the pass is going to come now, you know? So every single time we practice and drill and everything, we try to finish the play. And I feel like that. When we get after it and we keep hitting the quarterback and we try to get pressure off of him or mashing the hand and everything, deflections and everything, I feel he's going to mess with the time of the QB and mess with the mentality, and that's what we continue to try to do.
It's fun watching this defensive line continue to evolve. Ben Barton has been around here a little bit. He's getting more run. We're seeing Kurt Neal get in there a little bit. Darian Varner, obviously a transfer from Temple. You guys feeling like as this, you know, each week goes along here that you're building that depth? I mean, you mentioned a couple minutes ago, play as hard as you can. You know, if it's 4, 5, 6 plays, and then we'll get somebody in for you.
Right.
You feel like, you know, I forget, you don't want to forget Gio Paez up front.
You feeling like you're getting there, getting that depth going where Coach Scruggs can do that, rotate you guys, keep
without,
you fresh?
Without a doubt, you know, that, like Coach Scruggs, like he wants the twos to be just as good as the ones. He wants the threes to be just as good as the twos and the ones, you know. So, you know, we try to rotate eight guys. So, you know, not only because, like, we're not trying to have the starters be playing every single rep, because if they do, then when come fourth quarter come around, legs will be dead. So, you know, we got to have our backups be just as good as the ones and know exactly what they do. So, rotation with, like, Varn, Gio, Ben, Rodas, Kurt, et cetera, like, those guys got to be equally, if not better, than what the previous player do.
Give us an idea. Big Ten football is so much fun. You know, the crowds, the pageantry. Can you sense it when you guys are on D and you've got a team that's, you know, in a tough spot, third and long, when you're playing at Camp Randall? Can you feed off of that crowd and then just the atmosphere for a game here?
Oh, well, I doubt. You know, fourth quarter come around, you just got done and jump around and stuff like that. And, you know, it's on defense turn. We get a stop and then another stop, and then we get a sack or a deflection or a PBU or a sack. You know, definitely the other sideline that would be quiet because I got nothing to cheer off of. And you hear our crowds going crazy and loud and cheering for us and everything. It's going to change momentum. Like, this game is a big momentum game. You know, a lot of stuff can happen one way or another. And especially if the defense come play, they do their job, especially in the fourth quarter. It's going to be a long time, a long day for the other team.
And no doubt the crowd can play a role in a game like this, a rivalry game this afternoon. That's James Thompson Jr., and that is this week's Player Profile. Stay with us. More to come, including up next our Badger Notebook with Patrick Hurd. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"Where are you going? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I was just curious.
curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 54 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 40 tonight, cloudy skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 54. Partly cloudy Monday with daytime highs approaching 54. 57 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Badgers pregame show continues. Time now for our Badger Notebook as we check in with Patrick Herb. Well, there's a young man closing in on a milestone. Braylon Allen trying to be in some select company, 18 yards away from 3,000 in his career. I mean, we almost take that for granted here watching great running backs, but we shouldn't.
No, not at all. But you're right. We do because of the history here, and I'll put a little context in that. So you said Braylon Allen needs 18 yards to reach that 3,000 yard milestone. If he does it, he'd be the 14th Badger to reach that. That's more than any other Big Ten program. For comparison's sake, Ohio State has had 11 3,000 yard rushers, Michigan 10. Some notable ones that I thought, Nebraska 8. You know, we know they're proud rushing tradition. They've only had 8. Penn State 7. Iowa just 3. 3,000 yard rushers in the entire history of the program. Wisconsin's about to have its 14th. So for Braylon Allen, this season he's averaging about 94 yards per game. So you would think that would mean he would, knock on wood, get it in that first quarter. He's had mixed results in his career against Iowa. In 2020, as a freshman, had 104 yards on 20 carries. That's a big day against this defense, if you could do that. The last year in 2022, 40 yards on 17 carries. Maybe a little more typical of what star backs do against this Iowa team. We'll see what he's got today. But looking nationally again at the 3,000-yard milestone, I was only able to find schools that have 3,600 and above. For whatever reason, the databases I was looking at couldn't find the 3,000. But if we draw the line at 3,600, which is very in play for Braylon to get to also, Wisconsin has had 8 different players reach that mark. That's the most nationally. Oklahoma is second with 7, and Michigan is 3rd. Just for fun, how many 3,600-yard rushers do you think Alabama has had?
Ooh.
One. Najee Harris.
No, really?
Wow.
How about that? I mean, that's perspective.
It is. So it's something we shouldn't take for granted that Wisconsin has yet again another incredible running back and a successful running back.
They run it pretty well of late. Jackson Aker, credit to him last week, stepping in for the injured Ches Malusi. And, man, we are really finding out that this quarterback knows what he's doing when he pulls the ball down, too.
For sure. He came to Wisconsin with the reputation of a gunslinger, right? A pass-first quarterback. Threw for more than 7,000 yards, 72 touchdowns at SMU. That's been well told. But he's proven to be the dual-threat quarterback that I think even surprises Wisconsin. I don't think these coaches even knew that he's that athletic. It shows up when he is able to ad-lib on plays where the snap or something is not exactly perfect. They call them damage control plays when they are evaluating tape. Phil Longo does. But on the season, Mordecai has 19 scrambles. So that is the most in the Big Ten, and it's 19th nationally among quarterbacks. In 2 seasons at SMU, 24 games, mind you, he had just 302 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns. That's an average of 12 yards per game. So far in 5 games here at Wisconsin, 39 rushes for 152 yards. That's an average of 30 a game. But if you subtract the sack yardage, which this is where college football is different than the NFL. The NFL does not penalize Lamar Jackson if he gets sacked a few times. That doesn't count against his rushing yards. In college, it does. So if you want to remove the sack yardage from Mordecai, he's actually got 206 yards rushing on 39 attempts. That's over 40 yards per game and over a 5 yard per carry clip. Really good numbers. He's also been really productive when he tucks the ball and runs. He's got 12 rushes for first down, and that's third among Big Ten quarterbacks, 15th nationally, and he's got 3 rushing touchdowns on third down. So when the chips are down and he's able to extend a drive, extend a play, his 3 rushing touchdowns on third down, tied for the most of any player in the NCAA, not just quarterbacks. There's no other Big Ten player that's had three rushing touchdowns on third down.
As we talked last week, I think everybody is happy to see him slide when he needs to. He took some pretty good shots earlier in the year, saved himself some of those hits last week. Finally, Deacon Hill will be the starting quarterback for Iowa, the former Wisconsin Badgers, so that probably has a lot of people thinking, how's it gone over the course of time when the Badgers face a former teammate?
Well, in particular, it had Andy Baggett thinking about this, and he wrote something on this from UWBadgers.com, and I'm going to kind of steal some of his language here. So it's a fact that has not happened a lot, but it's not new here. The concept goes back about 80 years. It involves a College Football Hall of Famer and an NFL legend. We'll get to that. But more recently, Wisconsin faced Jack Cohn, the quarterback at Notre Dame, after he had transferred out of this program, and running back Nakia Watson, who transferred from Wisconsin to Washington State. Cohn was a Badger starter, and he left, and we remember how that game went. Didn't go well for Wisconsin. They lost that one. Same for Nakia Watson now. He's played Wisconsin in two games, and they've lost both of those. So the recent history, not great. But in terms of volume and star power, and this is where Andy needs the nod, no exodus compares to what happened to the Badgers in 1943 when World War II dominated the headlines. So without a Navy or a Marine training program here at UW, the school lost most of its talent to Michigan, who did have those accommodations. 10 former Badgers played against Wisconsin, helping the Wolverines to a 27-0 victory in Ann Arbor in 1943. A year after going 8-1-1, Badgers went just 1-9 after that World War II exodus. Elroy Hirsch is probably the most famous of those Badger who ended up going to Michigan, but there were others. I'm going to tackle Bob Hanslick, guard Johnny Gallagher, center Fred Negus, quarterback Jack Wink, running back Wally Dreyer. Names I'm not familiar with, but probably heroes in some regard for their impact on World War II and old tales of Wisconsin. But the moral of this is it has not gone great for Wisconsin when they're facing old Badgers. So it's time to change that narrative.
Yeah, they need to flip the script here. That's good history lesson. And that's Patrick Hurd. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. Our pregame coverage continues. Coming up, we'll hear from head coach Luke Fickell, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We're back in a couple. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at ClaryBuilding.com.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Back at Camp Randall Stadium, Badger pregame show continues. Time for our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. You mentioned on Monday you love rivalries, and you're learning about this one, but you've known about Iowa and its style for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I really have. There are things to learn about every rivalry. I mean, each and every year there'll be more that that I know. It's a history that's probably the thing that I needed to learn as much as anything. But there's no shortage of understanding who Iowa is and what's made them really, really good over the last 24 years that Coach Ferentz has been there. And it'll be shown today.
You said from day one here, it's still, no matter what the style of play, style of offense, whatever, it's still about being in the trenches. In a game like this, that's multiplied a little bit, isn't it, with Iowa's approach?
It is. It might be multiplied with, as we get into some weather situations and, today. But I think in general, you know what kind of team they are, whether they're lined up in three tight ends or four tight ends or in one tight end, they're still going to be a tough physical group. And the same things at which we want to pride ourselves in, whether we're in there with one tight end or no tight ends or three tight ends as well. And this one is just one of those ones that it's not going to be hard to figure out who owns the line of scrimmage.
You mentioned the weather. If it's still raining, it's going to be windy here today. When you know that or you hear that forecast 2-3 days out, how much does that affect your game plan?
No, I just think you got to have some ability to adjust based on what it really looks like on the day and at kickoff. And so if that means we have to adjust a little bit, we have to adjust a little bit. But good fortune is we believe in what it is that we do, and whether it's rain or snow or, 100-degree heat or, 30-degree, 20-degree weather, we still want to be who we are.
I listened to Tanner Bordellini meet with the media earlier in the week. You love him for all the obvious reasons. He's tough. He gets asked about snaps. He owns it. But there's a thing of, as Jake Renfro continues to get himself ready, we know the quarterback has a lot on his plate. The center is probably maybe not as much, but pretty close, right?
He would be the next guy, there's no doubt, especially as, as multiple as people are and is hollering move calls and lining head up. And there's a lot on the guy's plate. And Tanner's done a great job. I know there's been some snap issues. And I tell you what, the great thing is he's got a quarterback back there that, would love to have it right there every single time. But doesn't bat an eye and continues to go forward and move. And there's nobody that wants better snaps and works harder at it than Tanner Bordellini. And it'll get better.
And that dude, he's all day tough, right?
It is. I mean, he got rolled up a week ago or 2 weeks ago in practice and didn't miss a snap, and it was amazing what you'd have to do to get him out of there. That's why you have the utmost confidence. You don't holler and scream. Yes, you want him more, but there's nothing more that he can do putting on his plate in a work ethic way to whether it's get his job done or to snap the ball.
We know Iowa's really good defensively. We know their special teams are really good. You're learning about their quarterback right now. Obviously, he was here, didn't really play much. But you see a guy like Deacon Hill, the big arm stands out right away. But do you learn much watching the better part of two games with him?
Well, I mean, I think you're learning what they're going to ask him to do. And I think that that's where you're trying to figure out. Not that we know a bunch about him. We've seen him play in the two games. Guys around here obviously know a lot more about him. But it's still about what they're going to ask him to do and in the midst of what it is that they're going to continue to evolve with him at the helm. But you know what his strengths are. And but you also know what Iowa's strengths are. And I think no matter what, whoever they put in there is going to play to Iowa's strengths.
And their strengths have been, you guys have nice tight ends too. We're watching Tucker Ashcraft grow before our eyes. They're well known for that. This Eric Hall, the transfer, he's kind of a go-to guy, isn't he?
He definitely is. I think he was a little bit early in the year, but obviously a lot more with Luke Lachey out. Eric's a Cincinnati kid, so I know him pretty well. They will definitely find ways to get him the football, whether it's in flexed out situations, tight situations. There's no doubt. I think that what you could tell in the last two or three games for sure that he's been the big play guy.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat presented by Zibrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
By the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune into every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football on WFHR is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union, 8th Street Auto, Tri-City Services, and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Listen all season long on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Let's get a quick check of the scoreboard in the Big Ten early window games today. Michigan rolled over Indiana at the Big House 52-7. Ohio State went on the road to Ross-Ade Stadium in West Lafayette. The Buckeyes cruised in 41-7. Rutgers with a 21-point fourth quarter rallied to defeat Michigan State in Piscataway 27-24. And then the later games, Illinois with an early score against Maryland in College Park. Red Bielema's Illini with a 7-0 lead about midway through the first quarter. Penn State out of conference, taking on UMass. They are just getting underway. And as you look at the Big Ten scoreboard, let's now move on to our UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Listed as questionable, our cornerback Nizir Forkurine. May recall he was banged up a little bit in the game against Rutgers last week. Isaiah Mullins, a defensive lineman, still continuing to work himself, hopefully back into the rotation at some point. He is listed today as questionable once again, and that is your UW Health injury update. Now let's check out the U.S. Bank starting lineups. You can bank on us, U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. For the Hawkeyes, let's check out the defense. Under the direction of coordinator Phil Parker, his 12th year as the DC, he has had a top 20 defense in points allowed per game in 9 of the last 11 years. They're giving up not quite 16.5 points per game so far this season. Up front, the defensive tackles are Y.A. Black, a 315 pound junior out of Marshall, Minnesota, and Logan Lee, honorable mention all-conference a year ago. He is a senior. He has 28 stops, including a couple of sacks so far this year. The ends are Joe Evans, a senior from Ames, Iowa, and Deontay Craig, who blocked a punt against Wisconsin a year ago, has a couple of sacks, 3 tackles for loss so far this season. The linebackers are Jay Higgins, a senior from Indianapolis, the leading tackler not just with Iowa, but in the Big Ten Conference with 74 stops so far. Nick Jackson, a transfer from Virginia. He is a senior from Atlanta. The other linebacker in the secondary, Sebastian Castro, a senior out of Oak Lawn, Illinois. Quinn Schulte is a senior from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And Xavier Wampa is a sophomore out of Pleasant Hill, Iowa. And on the corners are Jamari Harris, a 6'1 junior out of Chicago. And Cooper DeGene, an outstanding player. He is a junior out of a small town in Iowa, but he plays big. He was also a record-setting quarterback at the high school level, and there's been some talk, maybe slash hope, that they would find a way to get him involved in the offense. He's a very dangerous player in the secondary, a couple of interceptions this season. He had 3 pick sixes a year ago, including one against Wisconsin, and he was the MVP for Iowa in last season's Music City Bowl, and he is also an outstanding punt return man, averaging better than 14 per, including a 70-yarder to the end zone that was the difference in an Iowa win a couple of weeks ago against Michigan State. For the Wisconsin Badgers on offense, the left tackle is Jack Nelson. The left guard is Joe Huber. Tanner Bordellini is the center. Michael Furtney is the right guard. Riley Malman, the right tackle. We have seen Trey Wettig rotating in. The 6'7 redshirt junior from Oconomowoc is rotated in at both guard spots. The tight ends are Hayden Rucci, the fifth-year senior out of Lititz, Pennsylvania, and the freshman Tucker Ashcraft, 6'5 out of Seattle, with a touchdown reception, his first as a Badger, coming in last week's win against Rutgers. The wide receivers, senior Chimray DK out of Waukesha. Slot receiver is Will Pauling. The redshirt sophomore from Chicago, and Bryson Green, the junior from Allen, Texas, the transfer from Oklahoma State. Braylon Allen, first up in the running back room, 472 rushing yards, 2,982 in his career, so 18 yards away from being the 14th Badger to reach 3,000 rushing yards. Jackson Aker stepped in well last week for the injured Ches Malusi. Aker had 13 totes for 65 yards. And Tanner Mordecai, the quarterback, the sixth-year senior out of Waco, Texas, who was 17 of 31 through the air last week, threw a touchdown pass, also rushed it 11 times for 50 yards. And those are your starting lineups, brought to you by U.S. Bank. Wisconsin leads the series through the years, 49 wins to 45 for Iowa. When they had ties, they tied a couple of times. The Badgers with a 10-win edge here in Madison, 29-19-1. Wisconsin's won 8 of the last 11 meetings with the Hawkeyes. And of course, this is the first in-season trophy game of the year. They've got the Freedom Trophy coming up in November against Nebraska. And of course, the annual battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, the final game of the regular season, this year's edition played up at Minnesota. But as far as these trophy games in recent years, Wisconsin has controlled them. 26 of the last 32. Last year, they went 1-for-3, losing at Iowa, losing at home to Minnesota, but defeating Nebraska. They want to fill that trophy case back up, and today is their first opportunity to do so. The Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes at Camp Randall Stadium. Stay with us. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruits. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
For seven generations, our sausage recipe has remained the same. We haven't wavered. We have not compromised. You can see it in our labels, smell it as you cook it, and taste it in every bite. It's our family tradition to never settle for less, and neither should you. Breakfast better with Jones.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football. On Target.
There's a lot of deep roots here.
Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense.
On our game.
The culture is incredibly strong.
Loader intercepted. He's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On the rise.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
Hello. That's how you start your final home game of the year.
On the verge.
We got one objective and one goal, and it's to play for a championship.
On Wisconsin. It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Kickoff is just moments away. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb, Mike Heller, Dave McCann, as well as Aisha Jackson and Morgan Woods. Back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football, and we welcome you